about the Bengals defense and how well they're playing right now?
You said it right. They're playing much better than they were earlier in the year, and all their pieces are coming together here a little bit. Both their defensive ends have really picked up the slack, leading the charge, and having Vontaze play at a high level, as always, really adds to their defense. We got our hands full this weekend, and we got to find a way to block them and execute our assignments at a high level and do a good job. A combination of things, I think. You know, we just never could get quite on track. It started early on, you know, with the execution in the run game. If you have one missed assignment or one lack of execution, it's a breakdown. And we had that, it seems like, on every possession early on, is that we had one single element breakdown, which led to, you know, a zero or a one or two. And it just kind of, you know, as a runner, you need to get in rhythm and you need to get some confidence early. To have some success. So, you know, we all got to get on the same page and we got to execute our assignments at a higher level to have some success Sunday.
We talked about this with you before, but then Hugh said it again, I think Monday, that he needs to be inspired as a play caller by the running backs or the blockers to continue to run the ball. I mean, do you stress that with your guys?
Yes, we do. And what he's talking about is the way I've coached for my 20 years in this league, is that the runners have to inspire the play caller. And it doesn't matter if it's a one-yard gain or a four-yard gain. If you're running violently and you're finishing and hitting holes aggressively, sometimes it tend to make them believe it. You got 5 yards. And so he's exactly right. He has to be inspired to call it, and that means blockers got to block the right people and the runners got to hit the right hole. And we've all got to do it at a real high level of execution with speed and violence. And I think when you're doing that, it sends the message that you're ready. They stopped you this play, coach, but call it again. I'll get more yards for you. So he's absolutely right in that regard.
Jackson said earlier this week that him deciding not to run as much was a result of him looking at the pictures and seeing the guys were not winning their matchups. Is that an offensive line thing? And if it is, you know, how much work do you do with the offensive line as far as, you know, blocking for the backs?
Well, you certainly understand his point of view. You know, you look at some plays or after they come off the field and you review assignments. And sometimes, you know, you find out where the play got broke down at, where was the breakdown in it. And it is discouraging at times. It's discouraging to the runner as well, that if things aren't clean, there's a level of frustration on their part because everyone wants to do their job at a high level. Everyone wants to win their block. That's not the case at any level. You're going to have guys lose blocks. You're going to have guys misplace the ball every now and then. And we all have to just keep working harder and executing better to have success, because I think we have 5 really outstanding offensive linemen. I think we've got really 2 really good runners and a young emerging one in Matt Days. And there shouldn't be an excuse where we shouldn't run the ball effectively every weekend because we have quality people doing the heavy lifting. So each time we all have to look in our mirror and aim our thumb instead of pointing a finger on what I can do better to make this a better situation. And I think all our guys are doing that.
Red zone defense in particular, just how outstanding they are in the red zone?
Well, red zone defense is really changes for everyone. You know, calls are differently, how you run fit is differently, the coverages are different, and obviously, as we all know, the field is shorter and condensed both vertically and horizontally. And they've always done a real good job over the years, and they've had some issues in some other areas, but that's not one of them, and we just got to come in and execute our assignments better than they do theirs. And in our room, we like to call that's an NFL down. 2 good players going one-on-one. Somebody's got to win. It has nothing to do with schemes. At some point, you got to whip the man's behind across from you physically. And that's what the red zone's going to come down to a Sunday.
Kirby, sometimes it's hard for us or people outside the team
to see Duke Johnson being such a factor for much of the year and then only getting 24 snaps in the game last week. How do you explain his, it looked like a reduced role?
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but sometimes you look at the first half, the amount of total overall snaps that you got as an offense. And I think last week we were down in terms of the first half. He plays a lot. Sometimes he plays more than the starter because of the two-minute, the situational football aspect of it. Sometimes he doesn't. And last week it fell into that that cloth of we just didn't have a lot of offensive snaps early on. We didn't have a lot of conversions on third downs, which leads to more opportunities. And I would agree, you know, we would like him on the field as much as possible in all situations because we believe so strongly in him as a player and a playmaker. So that's up to us as coaches and me in particular to make sure that he's always involved and always has a role in being out on the field at all times or as much as possible.
Last year when you guys were in a similar situation, I think it was 0-9, guys were coming out and guaranteeing there would be a win, and Hugh was coming out and saying stuff like that. Do you feel like that's still the feeling here now, a year later, kind of in the same situation? Are guys, are they angry enough about what's going on?
I think everyone, at least on the offensive side of the ball, is concerned because we do believe that we're better. We do believe we're more prepared. The wins just haven't come yet. And I think our guys still believe in their process and how they're trying to go about their work every day. And the goal in my room in particular is we always talk about being in charge of our attitude and our work ethic, because that's what we really control at the end of the day. We try not to watch the scoreboard. We work on improving. We work on our preparation. And our goal is to go out there and get better as players, because the preparation will eventually lead to that and the performance aspect. And it doesn't change. You know, our guys are focused that way, and they know they only control so much, and that's their goal, is to get better, do your part, meaning the running backs, do your part, and if you do your part real well, eventually that will help this team be in a position to win. And that's what we focus on every week. We don't watch the scoreboard. We don't finger point. We talk about what we can do better to help us win.
Yeah.